Welcome to Embrace It All with Certified Life Coach, Angela Adams. Although living with anxiety can be a challenge, did you know that you can really enjoy your life and thrive despite dealing with anxiety? Come with me and let me show you how you can love and embrace all of it. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey everyone, welcome back. I hope you're having an amazing start to your new week. Now, this episode is going to be short and sweet, but the information is something that I find to be so extremely helpful. In fact, it's something that I have had to remind myself to do quite a bit over the past week. And what is that? Listening to what my body is trying to tell me. Now, our bodies can be a wealth of information if we take the time to really listen to it. And I think most of us would agree that when there's something physically going on in our bodies, it's generally easier to listen to it because we can feel it, right? But sometimes, even though we can feel it, we might not really hear it, hear what it's trying to tell us. For example, while we were skiing over Christmas break, I took a nasty fall and I hit my head pretty hard. And on the same day, my husband even hit his head as well. I don't know. Maybe it's because we were wearing brand new helmets. I don't know. But anyway, thankfully, we were both wearing helmets. Now, when I got up and I started to ski down the mountain, I knew right away that something wasn't quite right. I felt a little dizzy. I felt a little woozy. And I could think of was getting to the bottom of the mountain, getting to the condo that we were staying in. Now, unfortunately, this happened on the very first day we were there. So for the rest of the week, I stayed inside except for an occasional walk, and I just took it pretty easy. And over the course of the week, the dizziness was getting better and the headaches weren't quite as bad. But after discussing it with my doctor, we both agreed I probably did have a mild concussion. Now, after we'd been home for a week, I was feeling pretty good. Really, I was feeling like I was back to my old self. The dizziness had gone away for the most part and my head didn't hurt anymore. So what did I do? I jumped right back into my normal routine, which includes working out and exercising. And because the weather was so nice, on that following Saturday, my husband and I went for an 18-mile bike ride. Now, I got to tell you, toward the end of it, though, I was feeling just a little bit off, and I was so tired, so exhausted. Well, Sunday came, and I was still really tired, and Monday came, and I thought everything was going to be fine, but as soon as I started to exercise again, the room just started spinning, and the dizziness was back. And on top of that, one of my hamstrings was really, really tight, and I had so much pain when I walked, especially when I was trying to walk up the stairs. It was nuts. And all day long, I was walking and working at such a slow pace. And I got to tell you, it was driving me crazy. But instead of listening to what my body was trying to tell me, I just kept pushing and getting more and more frustrated, more depressed in the process, and I just kept hurting, and my dizziness was just not going away. And I kept telling myself that it shouldn't take this long to recover. Now, we've heard for years and years, especially when it comes to exercising, the phrase, no pain, no gain. And we believe that if we continue to push ourselves, we'll become stronger and healthier. Now, I get that when we exercise our muscles, especially when we're lifting weights, you usually lift until your muscles are at a fatigued state. And as you do this consistently, you will build muscle. And there might be some sore muscles along the way, because when we do this, when we work our muscles to fatigue, we are actually breaking down and making little tears in our muscles, which in the long run builds more muscles. But sometimes the pain we experience comes because we have overdone an exercise, or our form wasn't right, or we just might have moved in a funny or wrong way, and we end up injuring ourselves. And if we continue to push ourselves while we're in this injured state, we can do a lot more damage to our bodies in the long run. Our minds may want to keep going, but what is our body trying to tell us? What is it that I had to hear? Well, it's been my experience this last week, and whenever I've injured myself in the past, I usually feel really frustrated because I know that the way to recover is to rest. It's to slow down and to allow my body time to heal, maybe having to throw in some physical therapy here and there. But slowing down and resting is really the key to healing. And this is what my body was trying to tell me all week long, even though my mind didn't want to necessarily. Now, it's the same thing when we're experiencing an overwhelming amount of emotions. In particular, my favorite, anxiety and worry. Now, just the other day, on top of being physically hurt, I was spinning in a lot of anxiety. I felt like there were alarms going off all over in my mind. I couldn't think straight. I couldn't concentrate. And my body was extremely tense. I was swimming or drowning, so to speak, in so much emotion. Now, when we experience a high level of overwhelming emotions, our body and mind feels threatened in some way. And when this happens, that tiny area at the base of our brain called the hypothalamus sets off an alarm system in our body. And our brain and our body become hijacked with all kinds of overwhelming emotions. And when this happens, when this alarm goes off, that surge of hormones called cortisol and adrenaline are released throughout our entire body. And when cortisol levels rise, all of our body's energy, all of that energy goes into handling the perceived threat instead of doing what it's supposed to do in a normal, relaxed state, like regulating our digestive system or immune system, for instance. And when our adrenaline levels are high, our heart rate increases and our blood pressure increases and our energy level just increases, and we are in this state of alarm. Now, this is a very normal reaction when you are running for your life, when you're in a threatening situation like being chased by a lion, right? When it's very life-threatening. But I wasn't in a life-threatening situation, and yet this is what was going on. And when the stress levels stay high in the absence of this real life or death threat, that can really create more anxiety, more depression, and other mental and health issues. So the way we react to stressful situations really does vary from person to person. Some may have the genetic tendency to react in a more heightened state, while others might react this way due to some sort of previous trauma. And when your body is in the middle of this state, your brain becomes foggy. It just can't think clearly. And everything in your life seems to get so blown way out of proportion, becoming bigger and more dramatic than it really is. And this is because in this alarm state, your brain is really unable to think rationally. Now, just like listening to your body when you have a physical injury or illness and giving yourself time to rest and heal, it's equally important to listen to your body when it is in this heightened emotional state. And by taking the time to slow down and to listen, you will be able to feel relief when your body does feel all that alarm, all that anxiety, and all that stress. And I'm going to give you a couple of ways to do this in just a second. But before that, I want to get really clear on something that I have learned, and I want you to understand this. So we know that our thoughts usually create our feelings, right? And so usually we want to really get curious about our thoughts by examining them and questioning them. And by doing this thought work, we can usually discover why we are feeling what we're feeling and work on that. However, doing thought work when you are feeling such intense emotions, such intense alarm, such intense anxiety does not work. Again, remember, your brain is not able to think its way out of this state. Your brain cannot think rationally when you are in this heightened sense of emotion. Now, I am currently reading a book called The Anxiety RX by Dr. Russell Kennedy, and I gotta tell you, I really highly recommend this book. Anyway, I love how he put it. He says this, "You can't think your way out of a feeling problem. When your system is hijacked by alarm, you lose the ability to rationally examine your thoughts because the rational part of your brain has been taken offline. The first goal is to clear the impairment in your body, the alarm, the heightened emotion. And only then can you go after your thoughts." So, how do we listen to what our body is trying to tell us? Well, the first thing to do is to slow down, even stop and get grounded in your body. Now, what do I mean by that? Okay, so becoming grounded simply means bringing your body and your mind back to the present state of awareness. You aren't spinning, but you are standing firm, so to speak. You're feeling more balanced and centered and in more control. Now, there are several ways to become grounded when you're dealing with intense emotions, and I will share a couple of them with you in just a minute. But just understand that you may not recognize right away what is happening, and trying these grounding exercises might not be something you want to do or think. You might not even think they'll really help. And that's okay. Sometimes I actually spin in this state of alarm for a day or two before I really stop and realize what is happening. And sometimes I tell myself that I don't have time. I don't have time to do these grounding exercises. Do you see? Do you see how irrational our brains can be? But I promise you that when this happens to you, if you will just do one of these things, you are going to feel relief. Now, my first go-to tool is to stop and to take some deep breaths and put my hand on my heart. Now, I like to close my eyes and take several deep breaths from my diaphragm. A lot of times when we're feeling anxiety, we breathe from our lungs, and that gives us the short, shallow breaths. But by stopping and really breathing from your stomach, breathing from your belly instead of your lungs, starts to help you relax. Now, this type of breathing, what it does is it allows that oxygen and that carbon dioxide exchange to go better. And this, when that exchange happens, that's when the relaxation starts to occur. Now, the next step is to feel the ground underneath you or the chair that you're sitting on, wherever you are, knowing you are standing or sitting still, that you're not moving. Now you want to describe where are you feeling this feeling in your body, what it looks like and what it feels like. And as you do this, your body will naturally stop that secretion of cortisol and adrenaline, which allows your body to naturally calm down. At this time, your mind starts to becoming clearer. That brain fog is going away, and your brain regains its ability to think rationally. And then you can do the thought work. Now, the second exercise I do occasionally can be done anywhere you want. And this exercise or tool, whatever you want to call it, uses our senses. So what you will do is wherever you are, you will just simply stop. When you're feeling that spinning, right? When you're feeling that intense emotion, you just want to stop. And then you're going to name five things that you can see. look around and name five things that you can see. Then you're going to name four things that you can feel, three things that you can hear, two things that you can smell, and one thing that you can taste. The 5-4-3-2-1 method, using all of your senses. Now, by engaging our senses and stopping, you will naturally come back to the present and your body will naturally calm down. Being able to listen to your body and respond to what it's trying to tell you takes some time and it takes some practice, believe me. And there are weeks like this past week where I go a couple of days without listening to what my body is trying to tell me, without grounding myself, because I just believe those overwhelming thoughts spinning in my brain. I believe those irrational thoughts are real, but they aren't. And once I remember to listen, to really listen to my body and be still, becoming grounded, I can see things so much clearer. It really does work. I have used these tools time and again with my clients, and usually the results are immediate. And if you want help with this, you know you can always get on a Zoom call with me by going to my calendar and setting up a time that works for you. I'll be there. I've got you. Quit spinning in that state of intense anxiety and emotion. You don't have to. You really can feel the relief that you're looking for. All right, everybody, that's what I have for you today. Have a great day, and I will talk with you next week. Have you ever wondered what life coaching can do for you? Sign up now for a free coaching consultation at angelaadamscoaching.com. I would love to be your coach.